Welcome to Cruel Content with Kylie
and Tiffany, a mother and daughter duo.
Alright, you don't know who I'm doing today, and that is a treat.
I like treats.
Hold on. So, today...
Do we have any business to discuss?
What business do we have to discuss? The fact that somebody tried to kidnap me the other night? That's the only thing that's happened.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so the other night I went to the... What is that? The gas station. And I parked, like, on the side, like a dumbass, like, by the dumpster. And as I was walking in, I saw a man sitting there, and I was like, I could fuck him up. I was like, I could break his kneecaps if he tries to do anything.
Random shit.
Yeah. And then I walked in there, came back out, saw a woman that works at another gas station I go to all the time. And...
At gas stations.
Yeah. Well, that's where I get my... I went to Speedway. But, anyway, I was walking out, and this guy said... Hey, darling, you want to give us a ride? No.
I'm surprised you even talked to him. I'm surprised you didn't just fast step it and not even speak.
No, because I was imagining in my head having to break somebody's fucking face in two, basically.
Why do we always do that?
I don't know. I do it all the time. Anyway, today I'm doing dun 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 Ed Gein.
Why have I heard
You know.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So. He was born in... Are you ready for this?
Dateline.
No. He was born in... No, the year. He was born in 1906, bitch.
Oh, my God. Old bastard.
I know. He was born a long time ago. Basically, his mom... Okay, so growing up, his mom was like a Bible Belt woman. Okay. And she was like, women are whores. She would go over Revelation. She'd be like, women are whores. All they do is like cheat you out of shit and blah, blah, blah.
She doesn't know she's a woman.
Yeah, but he had an older brother named Henry. And so it was just Ed Gein, his brother Henry, his father, and his mother. And his dad was an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. Which makes no fucking sense because his mom like ruled everybody basically.
But his dad drank.
But his dad was... Probably because his mom was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
She literally was like, women are whores. And, like, put this, like, horrible image of what women were, like, in his head.
That's so strange.
And that when they were 8, his mother made them move. He moved... They... Hold on. They lived in Plainville, Wisconsin. That's where they moved to. And they moved to, like, a farmhouse that had acreage.
Okay.
And it was like the last, it was isolated. And like they would work on, everybody would work on the farm and then they'd go to other farms to help out and work. So, I mean, he grew up just being a farm kid. And then at 14, he stopped going to school. Then he like just worked on the farm. And, hold on. Okay, we had to stop for a second because Mama sounded far away. I called you Mama.
What did you say? Mama.
Anyway, he dropped out of school at 14, and his IQ was average, so he wasn't dumb, but
I'm still over here. I've never heard you say that before.
I don't know where that
Mama.
Came.
Mama.
Oh, dude. Okay, so the documentary I was listening to about this, the guy in the beginning... I made a mental note. He sounds so stupid. He says this one word, and he's like, stubular?
Stubular?
He doesn't say stubular, but he's like, dude. He sounds like a fanboy.
Okay.
But, so yeah, his IQ was average, so he wasn't, like, dumb, but he wasn't smart.
Right.
You know, like, super smart.
He was just in between.
At age 34, his father died of a heart attack. And that left him with Mama and his brother. And May 1944, him and his brother were... a fire started. And he lost sight of his brother. And so he ran to the police. But he was like, I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is. And then he led the police straight to where his brother's body was. And they said that there was no speculation of how he died. Like, he died just because of the fire. I guess smoke inhalation. And
so he ran to the police. I was sitting there thinking, why didn't he use the phone?
No, they only had a population of like 800 people, like 900 people. It was a really small town. And it was 1944.
I know.
They didn't have their phone to whip out and whip out and be like, oh, call the popo.
We'd be fucked if I had to run to the
cops. Yeah. But he led the police right to his brother's body. And his brother...
I lost sight of him. But wait a minute. Come here, he's right here.
Yeah. But he had... So there was no speculation on it being, what is it, Miss... What is it? Where they, like... What is it? Foul play. There wasn't anything, I'm doing air quotes, of foul play. But he did have bruises on his head, which weren't explained. So this motherfucker killed his brother.
Yeah, and then set the house on fire, and...
Yeah.
Didn't know where his body was.
Yeah, and then his mother suffered a stroke a month and a half after Henry died. That was his older brother. And in 1945, his mother died. And he was 39. He worked odd jobs, like, around and stuff. And people from the town just said, you know, nothing. He was odd, but he was harmless.
Right.
They were like, he was weird. But, I mean, he wasn't. Because people, people trusted him to babysit. They trusted him helping out. Women would be like, hey, can you come fix this thing for me? And he'd be like, yeah. And he'd go fix it.
Can you come fix my pipes?
Oh, yeah. No, nothing like that. Because the women said that whenever he would look at them and, like, stare at them, he was, they were like, something's wrong, like, in his eyes. Like they could tell something wasn't right. And his mother left him terrified of people. So he, like, isolated himself further, and he just lived in that house.
Well, that's what I say. If he was himself. 39 years old when his mom finally died, and he'd been
he never
there,
went anywhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was with her his whole life. He was fucking sheltered.
Really. Yeah. Okay. Not sheltered, more like abused, because...
Well, I mean, he was sheltered from the world.
Yeah.
Isolated.
But he was terrified of mostly women, because he, you know, his mom was like, they're just whores and cheats. You know, they're not... anything good. They're harlots.
I don't understand that.
Give me a second. Saturday, November 16th, 1957. It was deer hunting season, so all the guys, you know, in a small town, they do that. They don't have anything to fucking do, so when it's deer season and stuff like that, the guys are out, you know, hunting stuff to bring home to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a local hardware store, which was supposed to be open, but it was closed
mm-hmm.
when it shouldn't have been. And when the woman's son came back from hunting and noticed that the store was, you know, he walked in and the store was a mess and there was blood on the floor. They started investigating, and he told the police, he was like, there was this one guy that came in yesterday wanting to know about antifreeze,
mm-hmm.
which why I don't know why you'd want to know about antifreeze, but... Mm-hmm. He wanted to know about antifreeze, and so they went over, and the customer was 51-year-old Ed Gein. And so the police went over there, and it was, you know, dark out. And the house that Ed lived in didn't have any electricity or, like, running water or plumbing or anything like that. So it was dark, and it looked like nobody was in there.
Mm-hmm.
But the doors were locked, so the police went to a back shed.
Mm-hmm.
And while they were going through it, they just had, like, flashlights and shit. A cop bumped into something on his shoulder, like, bumped into it. And hanging upside down with its head off and gutted like a deer was the missing woman from the hardware store.
Oh, wow.
And it was just, you know.
Wrong hunting season, sir.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck? That is not what hunting season was for.
But... Yeah, so can you imagine you're just a cop your job?
Where's the head?
Doing your job. Can you imagine you're just a cop doing your job and you're like, all right, we're probably not going to find anything. He's just weird, but he's not, you know, a psycho. But you go in there, you bump into something, you're thinking, oh, maybe he caught a deer.
Yeah. No, I'll try a woman. Oh, my God. That would be horrific. Where was the head? Where was it? What is, like, on the fucking stand next to the fucking body, just looking? He turned his head, and then it's right in front of his face, staring him eye to eye.
I don't know, but police finally got into his house, while he was, you know, they got Ed and took him to the police station. He wasn't saying shit.
Where'd they find him?
In his house. But when they got into his house.
I bet he stunk too.
Hold on. Inside his home, they found squalor. It was like there was dirty dishes, dirty everything. It looked like it, just years of just nasty. Yeah. Like, it was disgusting. And in plain sight was an array of human remains.
Ew.
Like, bowls made out of human skulls. He also had nipples on a ring. What? Like, human nipples on a ring.
What the fuck?
On a ring, on a string.
On a nipples on a string?
Yeah, he had, it was like a necklace. Like, he had, like, a nipples on a ring. What? Or on a string. Why do I keep saying ring?
I don't know.
But,
Who would have ever imagined? Why? You have to be a fucked up individual to think of something like that. Like, I'm gonna cut off your fucking nipples and put it on a string. And then what do you do? Oh, my God. He ate a cereal out of a fucking stall.
There was a shade pole made of women's lips.
A what?
A shade pole.
What?
There was
a shade pole?
Yeah, there was also a lamp made of human skin.
Oh my God!
There was also people's faces that he took off and kept fine. He hung them on the wall as if they were... decorations.
Like when you do a deer head.
Yeah,
or...
hung them on the wall. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, I don't even know what to say.
Yeah, he's crazy. And one officer found a brown paper bag and he opened
it. There were big toes in it.
Shut the fuck up. One officer found a bag, paper bag, like sitting on a table, and out of instinct he just like opened it. And there was,
well, yeah.
And there was a bag, or bag, there was human hair. And out of further instinct, he pulled it out, mm-mm. And it was a woman's face.
Oh, my God.
And they recognized it because it was a woman that owned a local bar that had been missing for 3 years. And her name was Mary Hogan. Mm. And so she owned the bar, Mary Hogan, the mm-hmm. woman that, the face they found. And people said her nickname was Bloody Mary because she swore like a sailor and stuff like that. So most likely Ed Gein saw her. Did I say Gein earlier? Okay, I've been saying Gein. Okay.
Yeah.
But Ed Gein saw her at the bar, you know, because that's where most people, it was a small town, you're going to see her, and was like, oh, you know, she's a whore, like mom said, and yeah. blah, blah, blah. And so after they discovered all that, the only thing Ed requested was a slice of apple pie with cheese on top. And then he told them everything. He ate it all and then told them everything. And he only killed two people.
Let's get back to the apple pie and fucking cheese. What the fuck? He is more than strange. Okay.
But surprisingly, he only killed two people. Which was the woman who owned the hardware store and Mary from the bar.
Okay.
He only killed those two and his brother. But,
yeah.
But those two, like he admitted to him and told him. And the rest of the corpses? Okay, so like the rest of the body parts and everything like that came from local graves, local cemeteries. My. He would dig them up. He would get really into, like, obituaries and when somebody was buried.
And go cut their fucking nipples
and
off.
No, he would wait until it was nighttime and everything was done. He'd dig them up, take the body, and go. And take it.
Yeah, and then he'd cut their nipples off.
Yeah.
Put it on a string.
And make
lamps.
Yeah. And he said a boy's best friend is his mother. His nickname was the Bad Butcher of Plainfield. And this is how you know him. This is the thing that made Psycho.
Oh.
Norman Bates in the Bates Hotel.
That does.
And his weird fascination with his mother.
Yeah.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And mm-hmm. there's another movie that's about, It Puts the Lotion on Its Skin or Gets the Hose Again.
What?
It puts the lotion on its skin or gets the hose again. You know that movie.
No.
Yes, you do.
What is it?
He has a girl in a hole And he, like, sends down a basket with lotion, and he, like, sprays her with the hose, and he's like, it puts the lotion on its skin, or it gets the hose again.
No, I don't
yeah,
remember.
Yeah, those movies, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, come from Ed Gein.
Well, that's my song with Norman Bates.
And Ed Gein, where he takes the faces, puts them on.
I'm saying Norman Bates is Psycho.
Yeah.
That's his name.
Well, a local, not local, he was, like, in a different place. He caught wind. Like, the person that made Psycho mm-hmm. caught wind of everything that had happened. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, my God, that's what nightmares are made of.
Yeah.
And so he wrote Psycho and, you know, went. And the main thing that he went by was, you know, a boy's best friend is his mother when he made yeah. that. And it's created thousands of centuries of horror film. Like, from, because you could go any which way with Ed Gein and how he did it.
I thought I had heard of him.
You have, because of Texas Chainsaw Massacre and everything. I don't know how you've never...
I didn't know Ed Gein.
Yeah.
I didn't know...
They're all, like, because you know, like, the thing where it's, like, based on a true story.
Oh, see, I didn't pay attention.
They draw you in more like that.
Well, I don't know.
And then while they were going through the house, his mother had been dead for 12 years when this happened, like, when they finally went and they found everything. But they found a boarded up doorway to a room, and it was kept in pristine condition because it was his mother's room. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and
I get when they make her mad.
Probably. They told him, so they made him go when he went and everything happened. They made him do a month long psych eval to see, you know, if he was competent to stand trial.
Well, obviously not.
He was confident to stand trial. Yeah. And he had schizophrenia, and he was prone to hallucinations and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And it stems from like his mom fucking up his whole psyche, and then her dying just made all of his fantasies that he had, like, in his head out.
Well, mm-hmm. I just wonder what he sat and thought about to make him want to go and dig a fucking grave. What the fuck goes through somebody's mind? How did nobody see him carrying a fucking body?
I don't know, because, so, in 1954, when Mary went missing, the woman, the mm-hmm. head that they found in the bag, a guy walked in to just stop by. And he saw blood all over the floor and then money on the floor. And he like, hightailed it out of there. He was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And the police went down there and they were like, okay, well, she's dead. But they didn't have anything. And Ed was never questioned because, you know, everybody was like, oh, he's a hard worker. He's a little odd. But, I mean, what would he have to do?
Yeah, they didn't want to jump to delusion.
But they had nothing. You know what I mean? Oh, but he did, Ed. Okay, so when Mary went missing, a man that knew him, like, when he was a boy and stuff like that, said yeah. that they'd be, like, whenever they would talk about Mary missing and stuff, Ed would say he had her, like, at his, like, he said, like, he would be like, oh, I have her. And people were like, no, you don't, Ed.
They thought he was being stupid.
Yeah.
His strange personality.
Yeah. Oh,
where's the rest of her body? Okay, so hold on.
Probably sprayed around the fucking house.
We have a fucking body in the back
that has no head.
No head, and a head in a bag.
It was no body. It was probably freaking.
Oh my god! I don't even know what to say. I was like,
oh, also, so when they told him that, you know, when they said, oh, he has schizophrenia and stuff like that, he believed that he could rise. He believed he was a prophet from God, and he believed that he could rise people from the dead.
So this was just like he didn't do it for a reason. He didn't rape them, or
well, okay. So people speculate that he, you know, speculate that he was necrophiliac or he ate the people, but it was never proven. And people would, it was like a joke.
Mm.
It was like an Ed joke, and people would be like, they would just make jokes about him eating people and stuff like that. And some people would be like, let me get an Ed burger.
Ooh,
and stuff like that. And just make jokes. But he preserved, like, a female torso, and he would like stick it on his body, and he would also take off a female's genitals and put it on his and pretend to be a woman.
You know, you could probably just order those.
Like
you order boobs.
But he would take it with him, and people would see it, but they thought it was like an animal or something. I don't know.
What?
But, and then he would put their genitals on his genital.
Whoa.
And pretend to be a woman.
And he never admitted to raping them or nothing?
Mm-mm.
He just said,
no.
I just chop off their nipples and put them on a string and wear them around my neck around my house.
Yeah. And he was,
with coochie lips on my dick.
And he,
can you imagine the side of that? If you just walked into,
that's horrible. House? Could you imagine? You just, oh, that's so gross. But he was considered legally insane, couldn't stand trial. So they moved him to Central State Hospital for the criminally insane.
Obviously.
He died of lung cancer. So.
Did he smoke?
I don't know. I didn't get that far into his life. But,
paid a bad lung.
But they did auction off his home. And everybody was like waiting for the next day for it to be auctioned, and it caught fire mysteriously. And everything burned to the ground.
Who do they think did that?
They don't know. They literally nothing came of it.
Didn't,
yeah.
That in the neighborhood.
Yeah. And but everybody was relieved, like, when it was gone. And when one of the caretakers came to Ed and said, "Hey, your your house is gone, like it went on fire," all he said was, "Just as well."
Just as well.
Like, just calmly, just as well. But you want to know exactly what he had in this house that were made out of humans?
Yeah.
There's a long list.
Do I want to know?
All right.
I'm obsessed with the nipple necklace.
I know. Whole human bones and fragments. He had a waste basket made of human skin.
What? Is it sewed together?
Yeah. You've never seen pictures of it?
No.
It's crazy. He had human skin covering several chair seats.
Skin blankets.
He had skulls on his bedposts.
Ew.
He had female skulls, some with the tops sawn off.
Were they all female?
No, I don't think so. He had bowls made from human skulls. He had a corset. Oh, God. He had a corset made from a female torso skin from shoulders to waist. He had leggings. Oh, I forgot about this. He had leggings made out of human leg skin.
Oh, my God. That just fucking grosses me out. Think about that. I don't even want to look at a dead person.
He would wear it. You know he would wear it. And then...
Oh, my God.
He had... masks made from skin of human head, like female heads, and
what?
Mary Hogan, the lady at the bar.
Yeah.
Her face was in a paper bag,
yeah.
But her skull was in a box. Oh, that's her name, Bernice Warden. That's the woman that he killed from the hardware shop.
Uh-huh.
Her head was in a Sirlap sack. Her heart was in a plastic bag in front of a pot-bellied stove. Oh, he had 9 vulva in a shoebox.
What?
He had a young girl's dress and the vulva of 2 female judges who have not been 15 years old. And then he had your favorite, a belt made from female human nipples. He had 4 noses.
Is this a pickle?
He had a pair of lips on a window shade
real
drawstring.
Lips or
real lips.
What the fuck?
He also had a lampshade made from the skin of a human face. And he had fingernails from female fingers. So maybe they are all girls.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. I'm just fucking gross.
Oh, Buffalo Bill is the one that he's in. It puts the lotion on its skin,
okay.
Or it gets the hose again. Yeah. Wow.
that it?
He didn't die until July 26,
1984. The year before I was born.
People would chip off bits of his headstone as souvenir. His entire headstone was stolen in 2000. It was later and found in 2001. And no replacement stone has ever been placed on the grave.
Not important enough. Oh my god! And who the fuck would want to take the time to steal his headstone?
They would pitch it off.
Why would you want a souvenir from him?
I don't know. He inspired a lot of classics.
Yeah, well, whatever. Fucking. I don't know. That was gross.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd like it.
Yeah, I'm over here just thinking, like, what?
But the crazy thing is that his body count is only
two. It's because he was just a weird motherfucker that went and dead people.
And was like, oh, mom's dead. What am I going to do? Oh, they also thought that he was filling the void by getting the females and bringing them home so he wasn't alone.
Oh, my God. He probably danced with them and everything. Oh, my God. Well, I don't know. Mm-mm. Well, Mama would be proud.
Yeah. He's freaking crazy. That's insane.
It is.
He was just like, yep, here we go.
You know, if he hadn't got caught, I'm sure he would have done more. I wonder if he went to the graves and dug them up so that way it would keep him from actually killing people or to satisfy his need.
I don't know. I feel like for him to kill them, it had to be something that ticked him off, because the Mary woman, obviously, he thought, you know, she cusses bitch. Like a sailor, yeah. And blah, blah, blah. So
he might have said something to him.
And like, he thought he was a prophet, so maybe he was thinking, I'm taking the bad from the world. So maybe when he went to talk to that woman about antifreeze, she said something that pissed him off. He went back the next day when he knew nobody was going to be there.
Yeah.
And killed her.
Wow.
But he had a lot of time to fucking sit her up, take her head off, open her up like a deer. And her heart was in front of the stove, making you think he's going to eat it.
Yeah. I just...
Because where did all the other remains from the people go?
I don't know, but I'm just thinking, I couldn't imagine walking into a house and having all that shit just laying around.
In plain sight. Oh, and the man that was in the documentary, he said as a boy, when they would stop by Ed's house, it would just, you know, he would talk to him on the front porch and never invite them in.
Oh, no.
So, like, at some capacity, he had to know that's not normal and they're going to say something.
Well, exactly. I mean, but I don't know. He's wearing it out in fucking public and telling people. I don't know.
Well, he thought he was a prophet. Well, thought he was doing the right thing.
Him. And he probably didn't think he was going to... Well, no, he had to have known if he wasn't inviting people in. He was weird. They weren't a girl, so he wasn't going to invite them in.
They weren't a girl.
Yeah. That was fucking strange.
Didn't it throw you through a loop?
Yes.
What happened?
I just hurt my elbow really bad. Oh, my God.
You know who you're doing next week?
No. It's going to be good, though.
Yeah, been gone. Nobody listens, but...
One day you have hope, and one day they will realize you're fucking great. Watch.
That was a fast one, though. That'll be 30 minutes.
That's okay.
But, yeah, he inspired...
I mean, he only had two things. He was just weird. He killed two people.
And he inspired a lot of horror.
And he didn't even tell why he killed them, or...
Because he was a prophet of the Lord. What do you mean?
Okay, well, whatever. He's a prophet of the Lord, but he only killed two people. So how is it going to be long? And he fucking dug people up from the grave. What was the purpose for that? I mean,
can you imagine?
He did it for selfish reasons because he was a fucking weirdo.
Yeah.
And like nipple belts.
And then he killed his brother. Because the whole time I was watching the documentary, I was like, he had an older brother. I wonder what he's doing. Oh no, never mind. He fucking killed him.
Yeah. The fuck? I don't know.
He wanted mommy all to himself. He was like, gotta have her.
Yeah.
All right. Well. Mom will do hers next week on Thursday, and I don't have anything to say.
Just let it. All right.
All right.
Well.
All right.
Bye.
Peace out, Girl Scouts.